Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I lost a ring in snow once.
That's where I lost mine.
Throwing a snowball.
Yeah.
And it just flew off my, it was a class ring, and it flew off my hand. And I was doing door-to-door sales. And the next door I knocked on, we were talking about it. And the guy goes, did you lose it out there in the snow? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I got a metal detector. We found it like 5 minutes.
No kidding.
Like, the chances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Random apartment in the middle of Laurel. And the guy's just, he's just one of those dudes that goes around the beach with a metal detector.
So I've lost two wedding rings. That went over real well.
Oh, of course.
The first one was, it was in the snow, and I was walking chewy, and I got snow on my hand, so I shook my hands real quick.
The ring just flew
after
off.
I picked up a bag of crap, and it's gone. I mean, I don't know where it goes. So 2 days later, I find it.
All right.
That one I found. The other one was after a run. I was sweaty, and I was walking across the street, and I just heard ding, 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 ding. Now, this is across a four-lane street. I've got the crosswalk.
Yeah.
This thing's rolling. I don't see it. I do not know. So, keep in mind, there's cars going both directions. I know which way it should have rolled.
Yeah.
But it sounded like it almost rolled behind me. But I don't know where it rolled.
Well, and it's a ring, so it could easily make that turn.
It could do whatever it wanted.
Yeah.
But it's also in the middle of a... So even to this day, when I walk across that intersection, I will look around, and that's the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's not there.
But I can't. This is 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I still look to see if I can find that ring. And also, there was a drain, grate.
Yep, that's probably where it went.
On that corner, a huge one that goes around.
Did you notice it as soon as it fell, or did it take you a second?
I didn't notice it until I heard it go ding, 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 ding.
Because I've dropped something before.
And then I looked down, I'm like, oh my God, my wedding ring.
Yeah, I've dropped something before, heard the sound, and it didn't dawn on me. Just somebody's like, hey, you dropped that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, S.
Right, that's mine. Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, that was, it is never good trying to explain to your significant other why you're not wearing a wedding ring. Now, I don't know what made my wife at the time think that for some reason, as soon as that ring was not on my hand, that all the women were going to come out of the woodwork and find me attractive.
Yes, ladies, that's how it works.
For the first time in my life.
When you take a ring off, every woman you've ever wanted
like,
comes.
Yes.
That's why it didn't happen before we met you.
Thank God. Thank God he's not wearing that wedding ring anymore.
Now I'm going to hit on him.
Yeah, that said no one ever.
Ever.
So I understand that you're upset with me. This time around, though, I'm not buying a $500 ring.
No.
I'm buying a $100 ring on Amazon, and that's what I'm going to wear. It was the best ring I'd had out of them all. And I actually still have that ring.
Really?
I don't need it.
Right.
But I still have it. But yes. That was...
And if you want women to hit on you, put on your wedding
ring. Put on the... Yeah.
Yeah. And walk the puppy. Like these two things, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. Larry Bird, we know him. Legendary Boston Celtic. He accidentally threw away the last game ball from Boston Garden. Now, it was meant to be a keepsake. A relic from one of basketball's most iconic arenas. Instead, it ended up soaked in snow and dumped in the trash by accident and forgotten. He'd taken home the last game ball, used it at the garden. Before he could preserve it as a memento, it disappeared right under his roof. Now, according to the three-time NBA champion, his wife, unaware of the ball's significance, gave it to their kids. Now, the kids, being kids, took it outside, played with their friends, left it in the snow. The elements did the rest. So Bird did what most people do. He threw it away. Now, when a memorabilia collector came to ask him about the ball, it hit Larry what he had actually lost. What was supposed to be a lasting tribute to the Garden's legacy became an afterthought and a family yard game, a symbol of Celtic's history, lost to time and weather. He said, really, please, don't tell anybody the story because it's pretty historic. The last ball of the Boston Garden, and I guess ended up throwing it in the trash. I did that. The Indiana native brought the ball home after the Celtics played the Knicks in what would be the final game at the Garden. He'd made arrangements with a friend still working in the organization to give him the ball once the buzzer sounded. He wanted it. The whole day had been laced with all kinds of nostalgia. Bill Russell, other Celtics legends had returned at halftime. Sure. The ball was passed hand-to-hand through the legends before it finally reached Larry Bird. All the Celtics greats.
And he specifically asked for this.
The symbolism, he said, was pure. The old Garden, the cracked floors, the wooden bleachers, the smoke-stained rafters. It was a shrine. Bird knew what the moment meant. That ball was a memory in physical form. So he took it home. Now, the demolition of the Boston Garden was the fading of an era. That joint was built in 1928. Garden hosted 16 NBA championships, 24 All-Star appearances, an unmatched stretch of sports history. Its floor became as iconic as the jerseys worn on top of it. But needless to say, the last ball that ever bounced in a game at the Boston Garden, his kids took out in the snow and basically weathered it and lost.
Oh, yeah.
Or he threw it away.
That's wild.
And especially when you specifically asked for this. You know, you went to the guy and said, hey, at the end of this game, right, make sure I get this. The difference is, well, Larry Bird, I don't feel that bad. Like, yeah, dude, you lost something good. But also, you do have 3 championship rings. You're in the Hall of Fame. Right? You got money. Like, there's so many things. If it had just been the average Joe, like, Ted, if you said, I managed to get this ball and you lost it, I'd feel bad for you.
Right. Correct. Like, Larry, I think that's more of a frustration.
Oh, sure.
Just like, how did my kids do this?
Well, again, they said the wife handed it to them. The kids wanted to play basketball. She sees a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
She handed it. I would just feel like, dude, if the basketball carries that kind of nostalgia, why is it any place where the wife might mistake it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. Was it sitting in the garage next to other basketballs?
So that's the issue, right?
Was it sitting in the basement next to another? Like, dude, that thing would be, even if I haven't gotten, you know, I don't mount it yet or whatever you do it, it is somewhere safe.
Well, there's a story today about the University of Connecticut, UConn, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have so many championships in basketball between men's and women's that they just keep the, they have all these other trophies too, but like they're using one of the trophies as a doorstop.
Damn.
Okay. Right? So it doesn't, like, for Larry Bird, you're right. He might have had this thing and it was just sitting somewhere in a box. Like, I don't know. Sometimes you have something that's important to you, but when it's in your house, you're like, ah, I got to get a case for it.
Right.
I mean, hell, me and my brother had the flag for my dad's funeral for a few months before. We were like, all right, we got to buy a case.
Right.
That flag's just sitting there folded.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When my mom moved out of the house we grew up in, 4-bedroom home. So when my sister, my youngest sister, went to college, it is my mom in this house by herself. And the house is huge. And my mom is one of those people who has piles of stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
So nothing is ever really organized. It's organized right in piles. She knows where she knows what they are.
Yeah.
She will get to it one day. She never gets to it any days. Baskets of stuff and everything else. So my room, my brother's room, and my sister's room, after we moved out, it basically stayed as if we had passed on.
Right, and they're preserving it.
And the parents just wanted to have that memory of walking into the room and remembering their child.
Yeah.
It had not been touched. Nothing had happened. So when my mom decided to move out, at the time I was living in Baltimore, and I said, Mom, I'm going to try to get back. She sold the house faster than she thought she was going to.
All right.
So now she's in panic mode. So basically they've got a dumpster in front of the house on the driveway. They fill one dumpster up.
Yep.
They take that to the dump. They bring another dumpster. They still haven't gotten into the bedrooms yet. They're just throwing away the crap that my mom has hoarded in that house.
Yeah.
Honest to God. So she says, is there anything that you want? And I said, there are some books that I definitely want to go in there and get and look through and make that determination.
Because they have your money in there?
They have baseball cards. They have basketball cards. They have football cards. I had a Bobby Orr hockey card in there.
Flying Man.
I had Willie Mays. I had Mickey Mantle. I had Roberto Clemente. I had, basically all of the 1971 Topps black set with all these rookies. Like
yeah.
Pete Rose, Tom Seaver, you name it. They're all in this. They're all in books. And I hid money in there. I hid everything I had in books. So she thought I wanted to save books that she thought would mean something to me. So she took all my Hardy Boys books. And she threw them away. Because she knew that I was not going to read the Hardy Boys books.
Yep.
That's not why I wanted to look through the books. The reason I wanted to look through the books is it's got money in it. It's got keepsakes in there. I hid everything in those books. So everything that she threw away was the books where I hid all my stuff. I had at least, I know for a fact, at least $1,000 cash.
Oh, no.
Did you tell her?
I did not tell her what was in the books.
Right.
Because the last thing I want, I just didn't want her to know. Like I had an emergency fund of $1,000 that I had saved, basically my whole life growing up, from cutting grass to everything else. When I went to college, I determined I was going to live off what I can make and just do it.
Yeah.
And if the S ever hit the fan, which was like a transmission going bad on my car or something to that level where like you need $1,000 to either maybe even buy a total vehicle. I had $1,000. Not only that, but baseball cards were valuable then. I could have taken those cards in and got, a third of their value or whatever the hell it is to, a couple of different baseball card shops and walked out with cash. All of that crap was thrown away. Every single
thing. And you didn't tell her.
I didn't want her to make her feel bad because, I don't think she knew.
Well, if she didn't know, you can't really blame her.
Well, she asked me
but you guys are making assumptions. There's also the possibility that she made $100, collected some baseball cards, and then threw out the Hardy Boys book.
So every,
and you didn't bring it up, so she's like, okay.
So I had, every year for Christmas, I would get savings bonds. I had two relatives, two grandfathers, that would give me savings bonds every year.
Yeah.
$100, $50. Basically,
all right.
If you have a $100 savings bond, someone paid $50 for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take 5 to 10 years for that to mature. Where did those go? They went in those books.
Oh.
So all that stuff that I had.
The bonds are the real ones, too, man. Because by the time cash them in,
they have matured.
You get thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.